यमुना धीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्री अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः What's the chapter number? 311. 311. Please repeat after me. Yadartham Ayush Tasya परार्धम् अभिधीयते पूर्वः परार्धो अपक्रांतो हि अपरो अद्य प्रवर्तते यदर्थमायुष्यस्तस्य परार्धमभिधीयते पूर्व परार्धोपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते यदर्थमायुष्यस्तस्य परार्धम अभिधीयते पूर्व परार्धोपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते यदर्थमायुष्यस्तस्य परार्धम अभिधीयते पूर्व परार्धोपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते यदर्थमायुष्यस्तस्य परार्धम अभिधीयते पूर्व परार्धोपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते पूर्व परार्धोपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते माताजी परार्धोपक्रांतो प्रार्धमपिधीयते पूर्वपरार्धोपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते यत् दैट विच अर्धम हाफ आयुषः ऑफ द ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ तस्य हिज परार्धम अपरार्ध अभिधीयते इज कॉल्ड पूर्वः The former parardha, half of the duration of life, apakrantaha, having passed, he certainly, aparaha, the latter, adya, in this millennium, pravartate. Shall begin. Translation and purport by Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation. The 100 years of Brahma's life are divided into two parts. The first half and the second half. The first half of the duration of Brahma's life is already over. And the second half is now current. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The duration of 100 years in the life of Brahma has already been discussed in many places in this work. And it is described in Bhagavad Gita 8.17 also. 50 years of the life of Brahma are already over, and 50 years are yet to be completed. Then, for Brahma also, death is inevitable. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
यदर्थ मायुष्यस तस्य परार्धम अभिधीयते पूर्वः परार्धो अपक्रांतो यपरोद्य प्रवर्तते
The 100 years of Brahma's life are divided into two parts. The first half and the second half. The first half of the duration of Brahma's life is already over. And the second half is now current. Now here we see how Brahma's duration of life has been described and how Brahma's life, despite being so immensely huge in terms of quantity or the amount of time, is so high, is so much, but still it has a limit. It's not eternity. And that's why we see many a times the demons who want to please Lord Brahma, they themselves want to become immortal. They want to make themselves amar. They want to conquer death. So they go and perform severe austerities for Lord Brahma. And when Lord Brahma is pleased with the austerities of hundreds of years, severe penances. And then when the demon, like Hiranyakashipu, asks, okay, grant me the boon of immortality, Lord Brahma says, impossible. Get out of here. Why? Because I am myself not immortal. How can I give you immortality when me, Brahma, the first being of the entire universe, I am myself not immortal. So Brahma's life, despite being very, very huge, is limited. And we see that he lives 100 years, and his 100 years are not same as our 100 years. And Lord Brahma, in one day of Lord Brahma, there are 14 Manus, only in one day. And
ईच मनु लिव्स मेनी 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 ईयर्स एंड इन वन लाइफ ऑफ मनु देर आर मेनी इंद्रज एंड अमंग्स इन वन लाइफ ऑफ इंद्र देर आर सो मेनी जनरेशन ऑफ ह्यूमन बींग्स दैट पास्ड ऑन द अर्थ एंड वी कैन जस्ट कंपेयर आवर लाइफ टू सम इंसेक्ट्स इन वन डे ऑफ आवर टाइम देर आर सो मेनी इंसेक्ट्स दैट आर बींग बॉर्न एंड दे आर यू नो रिप्रोड्यूसिंग ड्विंडलिंग एंड दे आर डाइंग One time, an insect bit one human in the morning time, in the bed. The human got up and thought, who bit me this, you know, insect in my bed? So he was looking for that insect all day. That where is that insect now? And I don't want him to bit me again. Finally, at the night time, he found the insect and he caught him. And he said, you rascal, you bit me in the morning. Now I'm going to punish you. But this poor tiny little insect said, my dear sir, that was not me. It was my great, great, great grandfather. He already passed away many, 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 many years back. So Prabhupada, he explains that Lord Brahma lives 100 years. Manu lives 100 years. Indra lives 100 years, human beings live 100 years, and even ants live 100 years. Everyone lives 100 years. But their 100 years are relative. There is relativity of time. So Brahma's 100 years are different and as compared to Manu's or Indra's and human beings. It is described that when Lord Brahma sits down to chant his Gayatri, just while he is chanting, Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha, Om Tasya Vitur Varenyam, as he is chanting his Gayatri, there are generations and generations of human beings being wiped out on the surface of the earth. So by the time Brahma is just finished chanting his one Gayatri, he can't even understand who are these new people now on earth. So such a relativity of time has been described. So time is very crucial and it's very powerful. Especially Prahlad Maharaj, he was preaching to all his classmates, the sons of the demons in the school of the demons, the demon university that he went to. And he was preaching to all his friends. And he says that Kaumaro Acharit Pradnya Dharman Bhagavatan Iha. He says that my dear friends, this Bhagavad Dharma, this path of Krishna consciousness is to be started at a very tender age of 5 years. Kaumaram. As soon as Kaumaram begins, one should immediately start with Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad Maharaj says that even though you think your life is such a long 100 years of life and you may think that, you know, I will take to Krishna consciousness later. What is such a hurry? I can take to Krishna consciousness later. Let me study right now. After you finish studying, then you think, oh, let me get a job. Then I will take it to Krishna consciousness. Once you get a job, then you think that, I need a wife. Then once you have wife, then you think, okay, this is the time for me to enjoy. I should go out, see places. This is not time to take to Krishna consciousness. Let me have some kids. Then when kids come, then the time passes so fast and you get old. And that time, if somebody comes, some Hare Krishna devotee asks you, at least are you ready now? Then he says, no, I have to take care of my grandchildren now. I'm so busy. So everyone thinks and postpones how to not take to Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions one pastime that one person would come regularly to a temple. And he would look at the beautiful deity of Krishna and he would say, Bhagwan, please. He would come when he was very young. So he would come and ask the deity, Oh Bhagwan, please help me pass my exam. It's a very important exam. Please, please, please. Just like, you know, all the kids, they come, they want to ask something. And the deity, he would always be like, okay, I bless you. And then next year, the kid would come. Oh, now this is my 10th grade. I really need to pass this. Bhagwan, help me pass this exam. And the deity is like, okay, whole year you didn't show up. You only show up for your exam. Then Krishna blesses. Then he comes. Oh, it's my 12th grade. Very important year. Oh, Bhagwan, please help me pass my exam. Then the Krishna blesses. Then the same kid came back. Oh, Bhagwan, help me get a job. And then he got a job. Oh, Bhagwan, let me please have a nice wife. And after marriage, the person disappeared. And here the deity is wondering what happened to him. He's like, no show. Like, at least he would come once a year at the time of exams. And now many years have passed. And what's going on? So the deity of Krishna is wondering what happened. And then this person shows up. And he comes and he says, Oh Bhagwan, please, now can you help me? You know, can you help my son pass his exam? So, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that everyone only thinks of Krishna or the deity or the temple as just like a order supplying unit, just like a waiter. Oh, can you please get me some water? Can you please get me some soda? No ice. You know, like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions, such spirituality is of no use, not much use. So here Prahlad Maharaj, he describes to all his friends, do not think that human form of life, you know, you have 100 years, that means you don't have to surrender to Krishna, take to Krishna consciousness now. Don't postpone anymore. So Prahlad Maharaj says, out of 100 years, the people who are ajita atmanaha, the people who are uncontrolled, they cannot control their mind and senses. For such people, out of the span of 100 years of life, half goes in sleeping. And we see that. It's true that Prabhupada said that, you know, we can sleep 6 hours. Somebody may say, okay, I like to sleep 7 hours. Doctors may say you can sleep 8 hours for a healthy lifestyle. But most of the people in today's age, you know, they go out, they party, they drink, and then they sleep more than 12 hours. And that means out of the 100 years of the duration of life, half of it is completely gone in sleeping. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, don't think that your life 100 years is too big. Half of it is already gone sleeping. And then Prahlad Maharaj says, in the beginning of life, first 10 years are gone in ignorance and bewilderment. Because first 10 years, we don't even know how the world is, how the world operates. So the kid, the child is so bewildered just to understand what type of world am I into? What is this going on here? And then after the 10 years, Prahlad Maharaj says, next 10 years, they go in sporting around. Constantly, the kids love to play around. If their mother or father, if they don't go out and call the kid, hey, let's go home, that's it, enough. The kid would just keep playing all throughout the day. If no one goes to catch him, then they will continue playing. So Prahlad Maharaj says, so first 20 years are already wasted most of the times. And then the last 20 years in the old age, the one person, he becomes completely invalid. You can't do much about material activities, what to speak of gaining some spiritual goal. So last 20 years of the human form of life, they are also very difficult because you are hardly doing anything. You don't have that much energy and you don't have that much strength to perform or achieve any material goal. How can we even achieve spiritual goal? So that's why Prahlad Maharaj says that one should start Krishna consciousness as soon as possible. Do not postpone. Do not push it ahead that I will surrender later. I will surrender later. So Prahlad Maharaj's instructions regarding this are very, very crucial. So Prahlad Maharaj says that the middle part, you know, first 20 gone, last 20 gone. So out of these middle 60, you know, half of that is already gone sleeping. So 30 years is all you have, my dear friends. And of those 30 years, most of the people, they are only chasing after sense gratification. The petty pleasures of this world are being chased, and the living entity never gets satisfied by chasing the sense gratification. Because the sense gratification in this world is arranged in such a fashion that you never feel satisfied. When you perform an act of sense gratification, it increases the thirst. You become more thirsty for sense gratification and you never feel satisfied. And at the same time, every time one performs little bit of material sense gratification, he has more attachment to do it again and to do it again. And so Prahlad Maharaj says it's like scratching a wound. You know, if the wound is scratching and if you keep scratching, then it just becomes worse and it increases and it becomes more and more and more difficult situation. So in this verse, we see Lord Brahma's first half of his lifespan is over. And now he is into the second half. And the second half has begun. And this one is the era of Vaivaswat Manu. And in this era, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears as He is. So this is the benediction that we all have. That especially in this era, in this reign of Manu, of Vaivaswat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, He appears in this day of Brahma. And preceding the next Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya also appears. So Srila Prabhupada says, what better benediction, what better fortune than this, that we are living in the same cycle, the cycle of four yugas, where Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has appeared Himself. So there is nothing better than this. And there is no better time than this to take up to Krishna consciousness and finish our goal and return, go back home, back to Godhead. And here Prabhupada also mentions in today's purport, very short purport, Prabhupada says, even for Brahma, death is inevitable. Brahma cannot escape death. Death is certain. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. Anyone who has taken material body, anyone who has taken birth, it is certain that he will die. So here, there is a beautiful pastime of Prabhupada in Southern California, in SoCal. When Prabhupada was here, Prabhupada was called on a Joe Pine show. This one guy who was ill famous, the host, you know, was constantly, whoever comes on his radio show, he liked to punch around, you know, it used to be like a verbal boxing game. He would push around the guest speaker, and there used to be a boxing, kind of a boxing match, verbal. So this person, he was famous for that, for trolling the guest. So Prabhupada was wondering, should we go or not? So the devotees told Prabhupada, you know, it's not needed, Prabhupada, because this guy is crazy. There's no need to go and talk to, you know, on such a show. But Prabhupada said that I will go And even if I say Krishna, Krishna a few times, that is also a great thing. We will just count how many times the word Krishna came on the radio show. That's all. It's fine. Joe Pine show. So, Prabhupada went. And as expected, this person, he immediately, you know, started with his boxing game. He started saying that, Swamiji, you have come from India. What can you possibly teach us? India has the highest death rate. Prabhupada immediately stopped him. He said, the death rate is same everywhere. It is 100%. And this person was taken aback. He's like, I never thought like that. And he was like, oh, he's right. Then he immediately said that, according to your scriptures, I think I heard you say the earth is flat. Prabhupada said, wherever I walk, at least it is. And then this person was like, wow, he's like, I'm for the first time I'm dealing with some champion boxer here. And then he was quiet for a while. So the lady, the other companion, she started asking, Swamiji, why do you shave your head? And Prabhupada asked immediately, why do you shave your legs? It's better to have cool head and warm legs, isn't it? And then she was also shocked. Then finally, the host again came back and he said that, but what will happen if everyone in the whole world takes up to Krishna consciousness? That won't be that nice. Prabhupada said, don't worry. Everyone in the world will not take to Krishna consciousness. There will always be some fools like you who won't take it to Krishna consciousness. And that was it. After that, this guy, he didn't even open his mouth. And Prabhupada, literally next 10-15 minutes, he ruled the show. And he spoke Krishna consciousness so beautifully. And everyone was so shocked. Like, Prabhupada couldn't easily do it. When Prabhupada came back, he said, I can say like that. I can speak like this. But you cannot speak like that. There is a special concession for children and old men. They can do anything or speak anything. And people don't take it that seriously. So Prabhupada very nicely told everyone that the most important thing is the death rate is 100%. Every person, every single person is being eaten by the serpent of time. Every passing moment. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, death is eternal in the material world. We are dying constantly. Every moment we are dying. And we are also being born every moment. Birth is an ongoing process. And Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, death is an ongoing process. It's happening. Every moment we are going through death. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he also mentions that the biggest scarcity in this world is of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we think the prices, you know, the inflation is so high. I don't have a job. I don't have proper place. And we think there are so many problems. There is so many scarcity in the world. But Saraswati Thakur says the only scarcity is of lack of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada says that because everyone has turned off the engine of Krishna consciousness, that's why we are completely being taken away, being stolen away by Maya, the illusory energy of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained this very nicely. When Srila Prabhupada was taking a walk near the Boston Harbor with some of his disciples, that time there was this sound of a boat, like a small tiny boat. They call it tugboat. You know, this tiny little small boat was pulling a big ocean liner. And it looked funny. And Prabhupada looked and he showed with his cane to all his disciples. He said that, do you see that tiny small boat is pulling this entire ocean liner? How is it possible? What do you learn from this? And everyone started scratching their heads. What do we learn? How is it possible that this entire big ocean liner, a huge boat, is being pulled so easily by a tiny little tugboat? How it is possible? So those who know, tugboats are for, you know, parking, for towing the big ocean liners, big ships. And this tugboat is just effortlessly pulling this gigantic ocean liner. So some disciples of Prabhupada started giving their answers. Prabhupada, so is it that, you know, that Krishna is very strong, but at the same time he can't help us because we are being pulled away? Prabhupada said, tell more. So Prabhupada was hearing everybody's answers. And finally, when everybody said, Prabhupada, only you can explain. So you tell us, what is the purport? What is the Bhaktivedanta purport of this? So Srila Prabhupada said that, you see, this big ocean liner is so powerful, it's so strong, but it's being pulled by just a tiny tugboat because the engine has been turned off. The engine of the ocean liner is turned off, and that's why such a tiny boat is also pulling this big ocean liner. What do you learn from this now? Prabhupada asked again, so what do you learn now? And again disciples started giving their purports. And then Prabhupada said, just like this, we are Jiva Shakti. We are the part and parcel of Krishna. And we are being pulled by insignificant, completely unworthy, illusory energy that is much inferior to us. But we are being towed, we are being taken away by the illusory energy just because the engine of Krishna consciousness has been turned off. So Prabhupada said that when we will start the engine of Krishna consciousness, then each one of us, we are actually Jiva Shakti, so we are really powerful than Maya in terms of the Siddhanta or Tattva. But when we will turn on the engine, then we will realize that the illusory energy cannot do any harm to all of us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions? Yes, bro. Kheer, bro.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Prabhuji. It was really nice. Especially like that last story. It's very helpful. I have a question about the lifespan of each living entity is stated to be 100 years. So obviously this has to do with relativity. Because Lord Brahma's life is 100 years, but for us, that's 311 trillion Earth years. And an Earth year means a revolution around the sun. And today in Kali Yuga, the human being lives 100 years. So my question is, it's stated that like in previous yugas, the human being lived, for example, 10,000 years. But, you know, according to this, they actually live 100 years. When it says 10,000 years, does that mean 10,000 revolutions around the sun? Like Earth going around the sun one time just for us in Kali Yuga to understand? Is that question clear?
Okay, my understanding is that in previous ages, when human beings lived more, that time, it means that in one way of calculation, it's 100 years. It's 100 years of life only. But if you take that 100 years and compare it to today's 100 years, then that appears as 10,000. And Archit Prabhu has something more. So relatively, it's more than that.
On this planet, it's 10,000 revolutions around the sun, for instance. But the perception is, and in your own life, you experience that. When you're 4 years old, 1 year is one quarter of your life. So it seems like forever. You can't wait till Christmas comes again. It takes forever. But when you're 80 years old or 90 years old, 1 year is like 1/90th of your life, 1/80th of your life. So it seems like it goes like no time. We just had Christmas, and now it's Christmas again? What's going on? So it's a matter of perception. For somebody who's living 100,000 years in the Satya Yuga, for them it seems like 100 years to us. It's perception. But it's because they're on the same planet, we're still counted in terms of revolutions around the sun. But it's a perception issue. It's just like Lord Brahma. 1 second for him, he perceives it as 1 second, but it's a year on earth. He turned away for a moment, came back, and a year had passed on this earth. You see?
Just to clarify, it just happens to be that in Kali Yuga, you know, 1 year for us means one revolution around the sun. But unless the earth was going around the sun at a different speed, when humans were living 10,000 years, 1 year for them in 100 didn't mean one revolution around the sun. Correct? So compared to our bodies that live 100 revolutions around the sun, their bodies lived 10,000 revolutions around the sun? Yes. Yes. Okay.
There is relativity. There is relativity, but also as the age passes, the duration, the cycles, they also change. So the 10,000 years of life is actually has to be 10,000 revolution. When, like perception-wise, it's true. But at the same time, my understanding is even quantity-wise, it was high. For example, a kid like Archita Prabhu said, a child thinks 1 year as a long span. But old people say, I don't understand how the decade passed away. So that perception is there, but quantity-wise, the year is the same, you see. But I think despite being the relativity, the quantity is also more in Satya Yuga. It's like 100 times more.
Just a thought, and you can tell me if it's worth anything. So this person, the human being on Earth, when he hits 13, he's a teenager, and so from 13 to 19, but the human being who's living 1,000 years, when he hits 13, he's not a teenager. He has to hit 130 to be a teenager. And then he's a teenager from 130 to 190. When in the previous age, when they live for 10,000 years, from 1,300 to 1,900. Indra, when he hits 13, he's a teenager. Until 19, he's a teenager. But it's like, follow what I'm saying? They experience a life, you know, but it's prolonged. Depending upon their lifespan, but they just experience a life. They're born, they get older, they do all those things, but it's over a longer period of time.
And that's why in the heavenly planets, there is no old age. Like, there is no disease and old age. So there is no concept of teenage or anything. You are born, you are already adult.
That's contradicting what I said, but that might be correct.
Because
I'm trying to make sense out of the whole thing, but what you said, if that's Shastric, then that contradicts, that just takes my whole thing and just throws it in.
Hare Krishna, can you explain, because you were saying at the end, I really like that story about Prabhupada with the tugboat, but Prabhupada, when we read Bhagavad Gita, it says that the illusory energy of Krishna being the shadow potency or chit potency of Krishna is so powerful that there's no way that we as a jiva can fight against it, except for when we surrender to Krishna and Krishna's on our side. So, like, it seemed to me that example would be like the tugboats were like the senses, and that's why that they could pull away a big boat, which is a jiva soul, very powerful, because it's not surrendered to Krishna. Then, but I don't understand how it can be the as you said.
You can say like
to say that Maya, you know, Maya's just
very strong.
That Maya's not very. You were saying she's not very strong, and that's why when we turn the engine off, that she can. Okay. Can you explain that a bit more?
See, technically. Technically speaking, jiva, shakti, all the living beings, they are on superior, they are the part of superior energy of Krishna. And the illusory energy is inferior. So technically, there is no way that Maya can bind a living entity. There is no possibility. And I'll give you a beautiful example for this. It's an amazing example. You know how the big gigantic elephants... You know, I have seen myself with my own eyes. The big gigantic elephants, they are sometimes tied with simple ropes. They're thick ropes, but not iron or like not metal ropes. They're very, you know, simple, thick ropes. And the elephant doesn't even try to break off. And I always wondered that, like, you know, I used to ask my parents that you say the elephants are so strong. They are like the, you know, they can fight the lion, and elephants are like the kings. They're most powerful elephant. And how is it possible that he is only tied with these ropes and he cannot, you know, escape? How is it possible he can break such a rope? And you tell me that vegetarian, all the elephants are vegetarian and so powerful and stuff. So I don't believe. So that's why... I know I did some research, and I also heard from one of our Vaishnava saint. What they do is, when the elephant is very small, you know, like a baby elephant, they tie them with ropes. And that time, the elephant being a baby, he's not able to break those shackles. Then the elephant grows up, he becomes extremely strong, very powerful. He can literally, in no time, break off those ropes. But... he is conditioned to think that these ropes are impossible to be broken. Why? Because in the childhood, he has tried so much and he couldn't break it off. And now his mind is conditioned to think that I cannot escape. I have been bound. And that's how a living entity, he thinks that the shackles of Maya, the illusory energy is so powerful, I cannot fight the illusory energy. But the power of one jiva, one soul, we can see in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. He stopped breathing and the entire universe stopped breathing. So it's very powerful. But we are conditioned to think in that fashion. And that's where our problem is. So once we surrender to Krishna, then we gain that power and understand that we are extremely powerful than the illusory energy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Hari.